listeners, and welcome to your HSP Wellness Warriors podcast. I'm Tanya.
And I'm Daphne. And today we're diving into the benefits of setting intentions for highly sensitive people like us. Before we begin, if you don't already follow or subscribe to this show, please take a moment to do that now. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it is such an easy way for you to show your support. By following our show, you are telling podcast platforms that it is worth listening to, which means they'll put it in front of more people in the coming year. So thank you for listening and thank you for your support. Please follow and support now if you're not doing it already. And now on to the benefits of setting intentions.
Thank you so much, Daphne, for sharing that and bringing it up because it is so important. So at the time we're recording this episode, it is 2024 and January has just ended. We're in February now. So we are well on our way into the year. And as we all know, the new year is really often synonymous with setting New Year's resolutions for ourselves. And many of us, including me, many times over, end up feeling guilty or disappointed in ourselves if we can't meet or keep up with those expectations that we've set for ourselves. So, you know, most of us have done, you know, I'm going to exercise more or eat better or lose weight. We kind of know how all of those go. And I think for a lot of us, resolutions can create an undue sense of pressure and a lot of unrealistic expectations that don't necessarily align with just the reality of living our everyday lives.
Oh, I agree, Tanya. So if I think about resolutions, the thing that does work for me is intentions.
Right?
So because intentions are more about being clear about the overall direction that we want to move in rather than a specific destination we plan to reach. And I think this is important because if we aren't setting intentions and goals in our life, then we can really start to just kind of wander aimlessly, you know, going wherever it is that the wind blows us. And intentions help to provide a framework or a North Star that we can use for guidance based on how we want to live our lives and the values that we really want to embody. And this shift in focus from outcomes, you know, that we can beat ourselves up about if we don't reach them, to values can be particularly empowering for us as highly sensitive people because it really allows us to honor our own unique pace and our needs.
Exactly, Daphne. And, you know, you and I both know very well that we do have our own pace that we follow and that we really need to follow, right? It's basically essential for our mental, physical, emotional health, spiritual health. And I agree. I mean, I think intentions really invite us to be a lot more present in the process and the journey rather than fixated on an outcome that we, a lot of times, doesn't feel tangible even. Can be kind of vague and, like you said, kind of leave us wandering aimlessly. And I also think that intentions encourage us to be kinder to ourselves, to show ourselves more self-compassion, and just to approach whatever goal we set with a lot more curiosity. There's my favorite for the year, curiosity and openness, instead of having a lot of judgment, guilt, you know, all those kind of just negative energies that can come with being too hard on ourselves. And we're too hard on ourselves already. And we don't need to add another layer to it, I think.
Absolutely. I love that, Tanya. I really think that having that kind of shift in our mindset can be so liberating because it allows us to embrace our sensitivity as a strength, you know, that we can embrace the parts of it that are really beneficial for us. And it can allow us to navigate life with more compassion, more adaptability, and self-awareness. You know, I know that on our last episode, we both talked about some of the challenges that we had faced last year and how we had to adapt our workloads in order to give ourselves more time to process the things that we were going through. And I came into the new year with some big plans to dive right into my business this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there was a death in my family, and that totally changed my first quarter business timelines. And it can be hard for us to deal with setbacks. And I've, you know, I know for myself, I've had plenty of moments when I've realized that I'm starting to give myself a hard time again, you know, for not being able to, you know, live up to my own expectations. But then if I remember my intentions, it can really help me to relax into the flow of my life rather than trying so hard to work against it.
Yeah, absolutely, Daphne. I agree. I love that you said trying to work against the flow because the universe always has a different plan. And so when we try to go against that flow, no matter what it is, whether we view it as positive or negative or neutral, it's always going to be harder for us. And, you know, that's why I've changed my own perspective into setting an intention instead of resolutions. And especially the idea of setting intentions in the winter, because particularly at this time of year, right, it aligns with using this season as a time that's for introspection and renewal, right? Winter cold is a time for going inward and setting intentions setting resolutions in January and trying to start something new and get, you know, yourself all fired up about stuff is really basically like the wrong time of year for all of that stuff. And, you know, we know that winter is associated with hibernation and in nature reflection. And so by choosing intentions, I think it really gives us some time to pause and reflect on everything that's happened in the past and just kind of visualize what our future paths might look like while still retaining that flexibility and openness and curiosity, like we've been talking about. And spring is a much better time for taking action and new beginnings. And, you know, it's a season associated with renewal, growth, transformation, flowers blooming, trees blooming, all of that. And so, you know, when it gets closer to spring, we will start definitely talking about more of those things.
Absolutely. And I love that you brought up these references to nature and how we can align ourselves with the rhythms and the energies of the seasons. Like you said, spring is a great time for fresh starts because that's when all the new life is bursting forth or just the, you know, what's been dormant is bursting forth again. And, you know, those longer days, the warmer weather can help to lift our spirits. A lot of us are really affected by, you know, the cold, dark winter.
Yep.
And so spring does align with that energy of growth and renewal, which is a really great time to actually start taking action on our goals and the intentions that we set. But, you know, and that can come from the insights that we gained by turning inward during the darker months of winter.
Yeah, and we are so disconnected from the cycles of nature in general, right? The way we live today, our so-called modern living.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's where a lot of the struggles for us come in, number one, just on that very basic foundational level that, you know, as human beings, we are separating ourselves from what is a natural cycle for us. So as we're going into the new calendar year, I should call it, we want to start to shift our perspective, right? Instead of setting ourselves up for success or failure, and just think about setting ourselves up for growth and for learning, learning to, as hard as it can be, like you said, you know, experiencing a death in the family, for example. I mean, that's, you know, one of the most difficult things that we can go through, but just trying to embrace whatever life gives us with all its twists and turns, and just allowing ourselves the space and the grace to evolve with all of those things that happen along the way. And my intention for the year, my word of the year is curiosity. Mm. And, you know, that just means approaching, you know, for me, it just means approaching life with an open mind and, you know, a willingness to learn and just doing my best, not necessarily always handling it in the best way, right? I'm still human. I'm not perfect, but, you know, just doing my best to handle whatever life gives me, you know, with as much self-compassion as I can, and just trying to let go of judgment and, you know, embracing the unknown, because we don't have control and we try.
Oh, yes.
We try so hard. Some of us try a lot harder than others.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, we have no control over it.
Yeah.
That's a scary feeling. It's not a comforting feeling, but it's the reality.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, curiosity, oh, it's such a powerful intention, you know, to really approach life with that. I know I have always loved the idea of approaching life, approaching myself and others with a sense of curiosity, because I do have a tendency to want to maintain control, you know, it's like in a sense, like holding on for dear life. And yeah. I really think that when we approach things with curiosity, it helps to soften the lens of judgment that we can otherwise so easily be looking at everything through. And it encourages us to be present in the moment and to explore our experiences and others, you know, with a little bit more wonder and even a sense of awe at times.
Exactly, Daphne. And, you know, I just want to reiterate that just because you and I are talking about this and we've put a lot of thought into it, especially this episode, that we're not saying any of this is easy.
No, definitely not.
You know, we don't have, believe me, if we had a magic formula, Daphne and I would be sharing it with everyone in the world right now.
Absolutely.
But we don't, right? We're learning as we go, you know, and just with life experience, you know, you learn a little bit more as you go along. And so for me, I've just learned that, you know, I see curiosity about just being as open as I can to the possibilities that life gives me. And, you know, even if they don't align with my expectations.
Or maybe even especially when they don't align with our expectations.
That's basically what I was going to say. Yeah. That they usually don't.
Yes.
You know, life usually has other plans for me. And so control is an illusion.
Yeah.
Right? It really is. And, you know, we just have to trust that we're getting up every day and we're trying the best that we can and, you know, just handling the hits when they come and doing our best to get up. You know, that's the flow of life, right?
Absolutely. So embracing curiosity that what that looks like is letting go of our need to control every outcome and instead letting ourselves be guided by the rhythm of nature, by the flow of life, and by all of the circumstances that are completely out of our control, and allowing ourselves to become adaptable so that we can go with the flow. Like, you know, going back to that example of, you know, for me and at the beginning of the year and having some goals and expectations that I set within my business, and then realizing, oh, I can't do that right now. I have family to tend to, and I'm going to go with the flow.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, as a yoga teacher, a meditation teacher, you know, I really find that offering this idea of curiosity to my students, it's really kind of a hard concept sometimes to wrap our heads around, I think. And, you know, just trying to encourage them to approach learning with an open mind and a sense of wonder instead of, you know, fear of judgment and failure, no matter what they do, you know?
That's so important, Tanya. I think that when we teach others to be curious, we're not just imparting knowledge. We're not just, you know, trying to be here from a sense of I'm here to give knowledge to you, but instead we're helping to nurture a mindset that can lead others to trust in finding the answers within themselves. And that's, you know, that's something that I really appreciated about, you know, my teacher, was that he would often say in his teachings, but don't just take my word for it. Find what's true for yourself. And so when we, and that is like, that's a beautiful embodiment of that curiosity and learning to trust ourselves.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's, you know, something that can be hard, especially when we are in a world where we want quick fixes, right? And so we want somebody to give us that magic formula, that magic pill, whatever it is. And it just doesn't work that way. And so especially, you know, as a yoga teacher, and you know this as well, I'm sure, that in so many ways, I'm always learning a lot more for my students and I'm actually sharing. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely a mutual exchange of knowledge and life experience as well. And I really just think that just doing your best to be curious can really benefit everyone. And it's just a mindset that, you know, keeps our minds and our hearts open. And by the way, if anybody can hear, my kitty cat, Charlie, is in the room with me today and she is singing. So you're welcome.
That is so funny because my kitty cat, Noka, is just on the other side of my door, meow, meow, meowing away. I'm realizing I didn't lock the door and he knows how to open it. So we'll see whether he stays on the other side or not. You know, just one other thing I would say about this is that I can't help but to think of how much on a larger scale within our larger communities and even globally, how much we could benefit as a species if we could embrace the spirit of curiosity in order to start to solve some of what is really ailing us in terms of the stark divisions that we are faced with these days. And not just, you know, and that's true within our relationships also. And I know for myself that when I struggle within my closest relationships, that in those times, I am not approaching the relationship with a sense of curiosity. I'm not approaching, you know, the people in my lives with a sense of curiosity. Instead, I am coming more from that place of judgment and you know, believing that I know how mm-hmm. things are, which really fosters at times a me against you or us against them kind of attitude.
I'd say that really gets to the heart of it. And I'll just offer that my curiosity really started with myself, mm-hmm. having that self-awareness to be curious about things that triggered me, curious about why I had certain reactions. And so it really grew from the inside out to be more starting with just being curious about who I am and all my life experiences, traumas, everything, and how that's affected me, and not seeing it as good or bad, but just things that happen, and just being curious about how I'm processing all of those things. And I think that that can be a really good place for us to start. And since we're talking about, you know, setting intentions, maybe do you want to do a little practice with me?
Yes, please.
And make it easy, an easy one, and something that can really help us to do a little bit of mindful reflection.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's do it.
Okay, great. So let's practice together. And for our listeners, if you're not able to stop what you're doing at this moment, so if you're driving, you know, just go ahead and put us on pause and then come back when you have a few minutes to practice. It won't take long. And, you know, just do your best, whatever situation you're in, to find a space that is relatively comfortable for you. You know, a little bit quiet if it's possible. Just somewhere where you, you know, might not be disturbed for the next few minutes. You can close your eyes if that feels safe for you, or if not, just hold them in a soft gaze. And just take a few slow, full breaths to center yourself. You can inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth if that's helpful. Just feeling your chest and your belly expand on the inhale. And fall on the exhale. Your shoulders down away from your ears. Relax your forehead, the space between your eyebrows. And once you feel like your body is softened a bit, just start to think back and reflect on the past calendar year. Maybe you had some challenges. Maybe you had some, what you might call successes. Maybe you feel like you really grew in some way. And just start to see if you notice any patterns or themes that might come up for you in reflecting on these experiences. And after you've made some visits there, reflecting on the past, start to shift your focus a little bit forward into the future. Is there anything that you want to invite into your life in the coming year? It doesn't have to be anything big or grand. It can be something small. Small steps are always the best. Maybe something small that you can do every day. Maybe choose a word that you can use to set an intention for yourself. a word that kind of encapsulates how you would like the year ahead to look for you. And just be open to whatever word comes up for you. Usually the first thing that pops into our head is what we need, what we're searching for. And as you hold this word, this intention in your mind, just start to visualize yourself embodying it, living this word every day. How might you feel? How might your body feel? Your mind feel? If you start to live in alignment with this intention. Just notice any emotions or sensations that might come up for you. And take a few more gentle breaths in and out. And you can slowly open your eyes if you're ready. And just carry this intention with you for the rest of your day. Maybe you can write it down in a notebook or on your calendar. And just look at it every day, every few days, whenever you need to be reminded or you need a little bit of extra guidance or inspiration.
Thank you for that practice, Tanya. You know, it's interesting because the first, what came up that just rose to the surface was the word trust. And I'm not even going to say a lot about that right now. I think it's something that I really want to just sit with a little bit. And
it's very personal.
It is. It's very personal. And I am aware that last year when I did similar exercises, I was in this place of really feeling like I needed to embody strength. And this is like really feels kind of on the opposite side of that because, and strength can be beautiful, but it can also be a lot of sort of that energy of like, I'm just going to muscle through. And right now I feel like that with everything that has been up in my life and in my business and all of that, that there really needs to be that softening and curiosity and trusting.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when I think of strength, I think more of control.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of trust, I think more of surrender. That's how it comes up for me. And so that can show a real shift in what's happened to you over the past year and, you know, all the challenges that you've had and the growth as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And there was for me, you know, with last year, there really, I had this sense of like, for me, strength was really tied to courage and just having that, which I've always felt that courage is not a lack of fear, but it's action in the face of fear. It's being able to still move forward in the face of our fears. And that was kind of the spirit that I was, you know, had behind that word strength.
Yeah.
But now I just have this sense of it's time to, in a way, let go.
Yeah.
And trust.
Yeah.
So thank you for that practice. I hope
of course.
That
no,
I would like I to hear what this. Others have to say about it. But like you said, it also can be very personal.
Yeah, it is. And just right, just the way you viewed the word strength for you in your way. And I feel the word strength in a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely nuanced, all of this. And, you know, I really love reflection exercises like this, and it's such a simple and powerful tool. And, you know, not just for New Year, right? But for any time you just want to pause and refocus, maybe every day, mm-hmm. you know, whatever calls out to you, it's just a way to, you know, align your body and your mind and your spirit. And we have so many things pulling for our attention that, you know, we do need to stop every once in a while when we're feeling scattered. You know, that's how I feel a lot of the time. And so I need to find ways to kind of pull myself back and disconnect from all these things that kind of have their hooks in me, right? Like all over, and just kind of come back to myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So true, Tanya. So, as we move into this 2024, I know for myself now, I really do want to embrace that spirit of curiosity. And so maybe we can all just see what that means to us is that something that can help guide us on our own journey of growth and discovery? So speaking of discovery, I just want to share with our listeners that I will officially be opening the doors to my Freedom from Anxiety group coaching program later on in February. And in case you haven't heard of it before, some of my students have described it as being so much more than finding freedom from anxiety, that this is a very holistic program that can help us be less dominated by our fears and worry and overthinking, and to, you know, learn and engage in practices that help us feel safe and confident in our own skin. And at the same time, we're learning to create more steady energy that can help us to show up in our life and in our relationships without burning out, or at least without, you know, burning out for long periods of time.
Yes.
Right. Because, you know, we're
lessen the effects
at times. Yeah. It's like I always say that freedom from anxiety, you know, I actually chose that title very deliberately, and it absolutely does not mean that we will not ever experience anxiety in our lives again, because anxiety is actually necessary for our survival to have from time to time. But what it does mean is that we can be free from feeling controlled or held back by our anxiety. And that is my deepest intention with this work. So if you're listening and that's something that you feel excited about, if you feel excited about the idea of doing inner work that has the possibility of creating a positive impact with your health and well-being that you can carry forth for the rest of your life, then DM me on Instagram. You can find me at Yogi, Yogi underscore Ranger, Ranger. And just DM me the word interested, and I'll make sure that that you get more information, and we'll leave some links in the show notes.
Yep. Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that, Daphne. Yeah. So we'll have all the information about how to get in touch with Daphne in the show notes. And we just want to thank everyone, as always, for being with us today. We hope that you found this chat on setting intentions helpful and maybe a little bit inspiring. And before we sign off, we just want to express again our deepest gratitude for your continued support and for being part of this warrior community. Your presence and your engagement with us, it just means the world. And if you haven't already, of course, we invite you to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated on our latest episodes. Subscribing is a great way to be sure that you never miss an episode when it comes out. And it also helps us to reach more listeners who might benefit from these discussions on being a highly sensitive person. So we will see you in the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.